FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A person's been killed in a shooting in Durban Central. Airless paramedics Gareth Jamieson says their medics have been at the scene on Che Guevara Road in Berea.
Initial reports were that SAPS and suspects had a shootout, and ALS paramedics arrived together with EMRS paramedics. Paramedics found that two men, believed to be suspects, had sustained multiple gunshot wounds to their body. They were assessed on scene. One male was confirmed deceased due to the injuries he had sustained.
MPs are grilling Defence Minister Angie Motshekga on the deaths of 14 South African soldiers in the DRC.
We need the truth. This fancy report that we have just received now, that everything is hunky-dory, it's a lie. And we are being misled as Parliament.
You tell us about the peacekeeping mission, and you find soldiers engaging with the enemy. Here we're talking about soldiers of this country who are dying. Protecting thing. Tell the nation, tell the world, what is it that it's protected from that DRC?
Motshekga and SANDF Chief Rudzani Maphanya have appeared before Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Defence this afternoon. The slain South African soldiers were part of a peacekeeping mission sent there by SADC and another one by the UN. Action SA's Athol Trollope has also questioned the delay in repatriating their bodies.
I came here knowing that politicians and military generals have a way of saying much, speaking a lot and saying little. It's one thing repatriating deceased people. What about evacuating the injured? And what is the status of the bases that our troops occupy? Are they prisoners of war or hostages?
A group of civil society organizations, including the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, Corruption Watch, and the Helen Suzman Foundation, says appalled not only at the threats issued by U.S. President Donald Trump against South Africa, but by what it's calling his dangerous lies. Trump has accused the South African government of confiscating land and treating certain classes of people very badly. The Campaign for Free Expression's Nicole Fritz.
It is hard to believe that the US president, leading a country that is an important economic partner of South Africa, would have the time and inclination to essentially troll this country and its leadership. We don't believe that our response will necessarily have sway with President Trump, but it is important to correct the record that he seeks to distort and falsify.
At the same time, the referendum party says it's delighted at the international criticism which it claims the ANC's policies is eliciting. The party's Phil Craig says for far too long the ANC has been able to carry out what he says are nefarious activities under the cover of Nelson Mandela's international reputation.
The timing couldn't be better for RP, who's currently promoting our non-racialism bill, which will be submitted to Parliament shortly and which will render all race-based policy in South Africa illegal. It also makes the fight for Cape independence significantly easier, and as things stand now, international recognition, a key requirement for secession, increasingly looks like a foregone conclusion.
Durban 33 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 36.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Dave Miller confident the Paul Royals will be just fine without Joe Root in their ranks today. Getting back to number one in the world is the goal for Rory McIlroy, and dates and venues for the Nedbank Cup Last 16 have been confirmed.